Vês?
How did it get to be Wednesday already, Tony?
I'm not complaining.
I'm not either, but I'm just like, oh my goodness, this week is half over almost.
Yeah, the week is kind of going by quick.
I'm okay with that.
I won't disagree with you on that.
Sentiment? No, not at all. And April's almost over. This is the last full week of April.
Oh, I guess it is.
We got 2 days next week, and then we're into May already. Coming up on the show today, going to be giving away more Get Downtown goodies, some gift certificates, a chance to win and get downtown here this morning. Plus,
well, you don't have to come down this morning.
No, like just, you know, sometime, not right now. No.
I mean, it is Get Downtown week, but you don't have to come down this
correct.
Morning.
Yeah.
Get if you want.
We'll also be talking about an event coming up this weekend at Canal Park, the second annual Great Duluth Sweat Together.
Sounds like a fun event. I've never been to before. I'll have to. It's the second year, right?
The second year. I'll be down there this weekend helping out my other radio job guys do their thing down there. But it should be a good time.
And
fun. Yeah. So we'll talk to a couple people involved in the event. Plus, Song in 60s on the way in a couple of minutes, Tony.
And a 90s flashback is coming to Minnesota. A chance to check out and possibly meet Bill Nye the Science Guy. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a little bit as well.
Mix, what are we, Morning Brew? Good morning and happy Wednesday. Time to play Song in 60, and I'm going to be throwing some clues at you and Tony this morning to see who can guess the song I have in my mind quickest. Tony, are you feeling on the ball today?
As on the ball as I can for this early in the morning, but ready to rock.
That's fair.
So try it out.
We'll dig into things. Song in 60 starts right now. All right. Seasonings. Very common seasonings.
Salt and pepper?
Okay. So.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, salt and pepper.
All right, so.
Push it.
No, so it's a word that was very commonly used in 60s pop music.
Shoop.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, good.
Got it. I figured that one would be clean. It's a nice work. It is indeed shoop. Salt and pepper. Song in 60 here in Mix It Away. Good morning.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill.
This song brings back so many memories from my youth.
See, he wasn't my science guy, though, so it doesn't bring a ton. I didn't watch him. I mean, I'm familiar of who he is, but.
Sure.
Mr. Wizard was my, from Nickelodeon, was my TV.
Okay.
He was my TV science guy, Mr. Wizard was.
So there's,
aging myself. But.
There's another 90s one. It was, I think, a CBS thing. There was Beekman of Beekman's World. Did you ever see that one?
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
I'm familiar. But.
A little different than the other ones, but that's another one that comes to mind. But yeah, so Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, the science guy, is coming to Minnesota. He's got a live show, apparently, that he does.
Like a science show?
It sounds like the show kind of follows a little. It starts with a little bit of nostalgia, maybe kind of looks back at his career, has a little fun with that. And then he kind of delves into climate change and how. Don't sound so excited. I'm just kidding.
Jeez. And just acknowledging what you said. My goodness.
Oh, I know. It sounds like a very exciting topic for a live show.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on this one. Like, I'm not sure that I'm dropping $100 on a ticket to go. Anyways, it's called Bill Nye or the Nye or the Nye is near. Yeah,
okay.
The end is nigh. Sorry, the end is nigh.
Clever.
The near is nigh. The end is nigh is the name of the show, and he wants to quote help rescue Earth's inhabitants from climate change with science. So a part of it, like I said, is a nostalgic look back at his career, and then he'll look into the science and new technologies and blah 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 about climate change and discuss that a little bit. So it's kind of based on a little bit of his TV series by the same name that was on, or maybe still is.
Was it Netflix?
Sci-fi.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I think it aired on sci-fi and then went to Netflix.
Okay. All right.
Originally aired on sci-fi. But anyways, it's going to be at the State Theater in Minneapolis Saturday, October 5th. Tickets for the show go on sale this Friday. $64 to $104 for just a standard ticket to go check out the show.
Dang. Will he be wearing either a lab coat or a bow tie or both?
He has to. It's part of his bit.
Yeah.
It's like Pee Wee Herman wasn't going to come out without a gray suit and a red bow tie. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There's also a VIP ticket available for the show, which is $254.50. I don't know if there's a scientific reason behind that price or it's just a random price. But it just seemed like a random
number. It is kind of random.
254.50. Hmm. Is that a, it's not like pi or anything like that,
no,
obviously.
No, that's three something.
Three, anyways.
3.14.
Yeah, yeah. It's pi. The VIP package includes a premium seat for the show.
Okay.
An after show meet and greet with a photo op and a signed copy of his book, Everything All at Once.
Hmm.
If you want to get more information about Bill Nye, the science guy, and his trip to Minnesota, you could check out the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com. When I was writing this story, I watched a couple clips of Bill Nye.
Yeah.
And then I got nostalgic myself and checked out some Mr. Wizard clips.
So we were talking about the comparisons of these two shows.
I showed him a clip from Mr. Wizard where Mr. Wizard is showing. So Mr. Wizard would bring, it was a little different format. So he kind of have a little lab or his almost like a his house or garage set or something. I don't know.
Sure.
And then he'd bring a cast of kids. So he'd have a cast of kids. Mm-hmm. They'd come in and they'd talk to him and he'd show them experiments. And I mean, he would show you everything. He'd show you how to mix chemicals. I mean, I
almost, he was giving kids.
I was essentially a terrorist after watching his show, right? Like, I knew all this stuff, how to, like, you know. Anyways,
well, and one of the examples was like, go ahead and cut this piece of glass or a mirror or something.
Yeah, find yourself a mirror, cut it into the shape of a glass. I'm like, okay, well, I caught my son like bringing a mirror from his room. It's like, Dad, can you cut this? And like, so, what?
So
you can't ask kids to cut a mirror.
He must be the reason. This show must be the reason. So I remember watching as a kid, Bill Nye, the science guy. And whenever there was an experiment and they were always pretty mellow, it was always make sure you ask an adult for help. There was always this disclaimer before the beginning of any experiment.
Maybe once in a while, Mr. Wizard would ask you to do that, but very rarely. He was like the naughty grandpa that would tell you how to do something. Do you know what I'm saying?
And that's amazing.
He'd like show you how to do it and give you the explanation, the DIY, and then you would go home and do that.
Where'd you learn how to do that?
Grandpa showed me.
This is the perfect example of drink from the water hose, don't drink from the water hose. Like, there was a pivot from the 80s to the 90s, and this is a perfect example of that.
Huge. Drinking from the water hose is a good one.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before, but yeah, oh God.
If my
kids grabbed the water hose and tried to drink out of it, maybe you would lose her mind.
Be like, oh my God, you're going to get...
She doesn't sound like that.
Oh, good.
But she's,
careful.
She would be very concerned, let's just say that. As, maybe should be if you're drinking out of a...
Out of a...
garden hose. I don't know, but when I was a kid, I put that thing right up to my mouth and turned it on.
Did you wait for it to cool off a little bit first?
No, I used to put my literal mouth around it, and then your buddies would turn it on and it would like fill up your cheeks and like spit out everywhere, and then we'd all be like, oh,
that blast of hot water. Ugh.
No, it was pretty cold water. It was fine out of the tap. I mean, coming out of the tap of the house.
There wasn't any water in the hose that was warmed up?
Oh, well, no, because we'd probably been playing with it. Back then, we could turn the hose on. A garden hose would literally keep me entertained for hours on end when I was a kid.
We had a garden hose, squirt guns and a sprinkler, and that was a day.
Keep me entertained, but yeah, sure. It would be like, so we would have the hose, and one buddy would be around this. It would kind of be like Russian roulette or something like that. So you wouldn't see when he was turning it on. So you'd have to stick it in your hand. And then you'd kind of be around the corner of the house, and everybody would be giggling like, oh, he's going to do it. And you'd be like, you wouldn't know when it's coming. And then all of a sudden, whoa, you just get blasted with a mouthful of water.
Cool.
Well, that's what...
Different era.
9-year-olds did in the 80s, I guess.
I guess so, huh? Thank you for that walk down memory lane, Tony.
Full mouth around the hose. I probably like laid in dog poo in the yard. Oh, gross.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Good times.
I survived.
You did.
I
look
survived.
Where you are today, Tony. Look where... All right, we're going to get to your Nick's nonsense in a couple minutes here. Nick's going to wake up. Good morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Wednesday morning. Nick's nonsense. We head to Connecticut where there was a pair of drunk vultures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So an animal rescue group was actually called in. So there was a couple of vultures.
Those poor rescue people were just like, I gotta do what?
These two birds were dumpster diving. They ended up eating something that was fermented enough.
I've done that before.
It was
dumpster diving? Yeah, and found something and got drunk off in the dumpster. You haven't done that?
Not that I remember.
Oh, okay.
Not that I remember. So anyway,
I don't remember it either. So
apparently so. So yeah, these birds, they got in this. So it wasn't like there was booze that was left out. Mm. There was just some like food fermented or something that fermented enough to cause the birds to get intoxicated.
Yeah.
The rescue said the vultures were initially thought to be ill, but then they realized, nope, they're just too drunk to fly. So
it happens.
After realizing what was going on, they observed the birds for a while. They then took them to get some fluids, have some food, kind of, you know, work off the intoxication.
And then
they were released into the wild the next day.
Oh, that's good.
So they made it. They're fine.
They had a little whiskey wing. It happens to all of us. Happens to all of us. So just sleep it off and you'll be fine the next day.
Basically, what like they did. So if ever you thought to yourself, is there a better solution? Is there a different solution to if you, you know, had a little bit too much to drink or something? Basically, what they did is they were given some fluids. They had a meal. They slept it off.
Little Gatorade and Taco Bell. Out the door you go. Taco John's. Let's go. You know, whatever. I got to hit all the taco places.
That's basically a solution even for vultures, apparently.
Apparently.
Your Nick's nonsense for this Wednesday morning. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here. Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
20s and 30s across the Northland right now. It's 31 downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studio. It's going to be kind of a cooler day today. Sunny, but 48 is what the forecast is calling for today. Tomorrow, be warmer, sunny, breezy, 60. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, rain comes into the picture. Temperature is going to be up and down. 50s for Friday and Saturday, 40s for Sunday. Ugh. And stop if you've heard this before. It's going to be breezy to windy through the course of the weekend as well. I was reading something about how you're not imagining it. Like the month of April has indeed been just straight up windy.
Why is that? I did see something online like why, and I didn't click to see actually why.
Oh, it's been windy.
I know.
Did you write that?
No, I did not.
I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was ours. So, no.
But it just weather patterns and stuff. The way it just things have been shaping up, it's just been breezy, man. So
it's been breezy.
It has.
That's for sure. Coming up later on this morning, we got Tony's TikTok treasures. We got more Get Downtown giveaways.
Yes.
I have a couple of gift certificates that we can try to give away this morning if you want to get downtown and celebrate the special week.
Nice. We'll also be talking to a couple of folks that are a part of this weekend's Great Duluth Sweat Together. Find out what's going on with this weekend's event coming up later on this morning. Dua Lipa now.
Sweaty.
Yeah, you're in Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Wednesday. The Great Duluth Sweat Together coming up this Saturday. And joining us, we have a couple folks to talk about the event. Rod, good morning, Rod Raymond.
Good morning. Thanks, guys, for having us here. We really appreciate it.
So you brought a guest with you. Let's introduce your guest.
This is Lori Paisley. Lori is one of the premier female leaders in the Wim Hof method of... Well, go ahead, Lori.
Why don't we break that down? What is that, Lori?
Yeah, well, I'm really proud to become the first female in Minnesota to become a Wim Hof instructor.
Wow.
The Wim Hof method... Maybe I can tell you a little bit about Wim Hof himself. He's actually from Netherlands, and he holds several world records for, well, the one he stayed in an ice bath for over an hour and 53 minutes.
Goodness.
He also has completed a marathon in the Sahara Desert.
Wow.
So he has many world records, and he...
The hot to the cold. Yeah, no kidding.
The hot to the cold. That's right. He's all about the extremes. But the Wim Hof method basically is about a natural path to wellness for optimal state of mind and body. And it's about reconnecting ourselves to others and to nature. It comprises of three different methods, the breath work, the cold exposure, and the mindset and commitment.
So this is something you're going to be offering some seminars on during the Great Duluth Sweat Together this weekend, correct?
Yes, we'll be having a half an hour introductory chat to the Wim Hof method, talk to all about the benefits of the method and how it affected my life and how it can perhaps affect others.
Sure, and that's something people that I know that think they know there's something to it, but they think it's just kind of, I'm going to be crazy and go from hot to cold, but there's a lot more to it and it can be very beneficial.
Yes, for me, it helped me when I first got started with the method about 6 years ago, and I did not like the cold. I was adamant. I had a bad just feeling about the cold, and I wanted to get comfortable with the cold. Heck, I live in Duluth, Minnesota.
Right.
I might as well make friends with the cold. So that's when I decided to jump in the in Lake Superior. And I noticed at that moment, inflammation go down, my immunity boosted. And as it became a regular practice and I used that mindset component of the Wim Hof method, I noticed my depression subside. I was happy, healthy, and stronger.
That's fantastic. So there's a lot to be said about taking advantage of the cold that we get here in the Northland. And you're going to be offering some opportunities to learn more about that during the course of the event. Rod, let's pivot to you now and talk about the event as a whole. So it's the second annual Great Duluth Sweat Together.
Yep. So we're the idea of this thing is to create more Duluthy things to do. Right. 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 And so we're really obviously excited about this. You got to imagine 20 saunas, you know, wrapped around in front of the Endion station there on the corner of the lake walk. Heated with wood, so it's going to smell like a fireplace down there. We have three vendors doing food. We have the beer truck from the brew house with root beer and beer. We have music, live music. We have a tent with axe throwing and other games. We have all the other typical yard games you'd see at different breweries and things of that nature. We have Evolve Duluth will be running three yoga classes on the grass. Lori will have the Wim Hof method discussion there. And we'll have other discussions throughout the day with our favorite DJs that'll be at the show having a good time.
Going to be a great time. So there's fun to be had. There's some health and wellness to be had as a part of this event. Things get going when on Saturday, Rod?
So we start at 10 in the morning on Saturday, and it goes till 7 at night. And throughout the day, if you just go to our website, sweatduluth.com, you'll be able to find the details. But just come on down. Bring the family down for an hour. Some people were asking me, do I have to sauna? The answer is no, of course not. You can just come down, enjoy the music, enjoy the festival, be a part of it.
And so if I do want a sauna, any recommendations of what I should bring or what the situation will be like, you know, tents, changing rooms, stuff like that?
Sadly, no naked saunas.
Oh.
Tony was hoping for that.
See you later.
Well, that brings up a good point. So bring down your swimsuit underneath your clothes, bring down a towel, and at 11:30 in the top of the day, we have a really fun activity planned. And this is a great thing for both the family and the kids. It's called the Parade of Robe and Slippers. So the attire is a robe. Everyone has a robe. Bring your robe down. And at that time, we have this great character of a band playing some kind of Oompa type music that's going to be leading this. We're hoping to have some of the big puppets down there, and we'll have the parade that'll go all the way around the festival grounds with the trophy going to the best robe and slipper decoration. So do your finest.
Silk robes are okay.
Robes are okay.
Silk robes.
Well, I would hope to see with your silk robe and your smoking jacket, maybe a little cigar.
Very nice.
Oh, man. Nice. So that's meant to be playful and fun. We have it'll be just super fun. And then I think overall, the idea of having this rich experience as part of this Duluth community, which, hey, it's been post-COVID. It's time to get people back together. It's been a couple years now. This is our second annual. Last year, we had close to 1,000 people added. This year, we hope for about that same number or more. But what's interesting about this is that 100% of the profits are going to the organization with the Autistic Spectrum Disorder.
Okay.
Of which we at the Fickers Brewhouse support. And so one more time, I say the 100% of the profits, so it's not a percent or something like this. And so it's $10 to get in. If you don't have $10, just come. We're not weird about this. It's meant to be playful and fun, but hope people support it. I mean, you're getting a sauna experience and all these games and activities and a lot of money and activity, or a lot of money and time goes into developing these programs and promotions. So I hope people in Duluth support it.
Absolutely.
I hope people from the outside greater Duluth community come and enjoy this experience, because you can come for an hour or stay for all 9 hours and really enjoy it.
And despite the weather, it's a perfect day to just hang out in a sauna.
This is a perfect event for this type of day. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be great. And like you said, I think you branded it perfectly. It's a very Duluthy thing, embracing the cold, like Lori was talking about, as well as the warmth, the sauna, the tradition of kind of the heritage of some of the people that live in the Northland, all in one thing.
Yeah, to the point of weather. If it's a little drizzly out, like Lori was saying, we were talking earlier,
some of my favorite cold plunges and sauna experiences have been out in nature when it's been raining or snowing. So this is actually perfect.
Great.
Perfect conditions.
Well, nice. Appreciate you both coming in, Rod, one more time. People can go and get details from your website, which again is?
It's DuluthSweat.com. And yeah, it's really important to check those details so you can find out what activities you want to do.
It's nice. This Saturday, the Great Duluth Sweat Together. Rod, Lori, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having us, gentlemen.
Mix, what are you morning brew? Good morning and happy Wednesday. Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you. And so last week, Taylor Swift's new album came out. And I actually, like, early in the morning when everyone was just getting here at the station, you and Lauren were talking about how... They're, you know, the Kim Kardashian diss track.
Yes. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah. You know, Lauren, of course, digging through the lyrics and looking at, you know, all this stuff about it.
Yeah. You got to dig in. Yeah. So, we were texting over the weekend lyrics and like, what is this song? Do you think? What does that mean?
So Kim Kardashian apparently has thoughts about that song.
Oh, she finally said something?
TMZ
caught up to her or what?
She hasn't said anything publicly, but there are some insiders who told People magazine.
She probably loves it.
Well, of course, you know,
she loves the attention.
Any attention,
I'm sure,
is good attention. Yeah. But so here's what apparently People got from the people around.
Okay,
Kim.
People from People.
Yes. Apparently, she says she's over the situation, the drama, which has been, you know.
Well, of course she's over it now. Because Taylor got the last word. And she was proved wrong in the whole situation.
So apparently, Kim had said, what? I don't understand why she keeps harping on this. It's literally been years.
Okay. So Kim Kardashian edits the video, releases a fake video, an edited version of the video of a conversation between Kanye and Taylor.
Yep.
And then what, like a year and a half later?
Yep.
Maybe more than that, the unedited version comes out. And then Taylor finally responds with a song.
Right.
But she's done with it now.
Apparently.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I bet you if the unedited version didn't come out, she wouldn't be done with it. Come on.
You're not wrong.
She's so ridiculous.
Well, like, to me, this response...
And she just go away already.
I'm not picking sides in this argument.
Well, I am.
But, well, clearly. But I do think her response is kind of funny. It's kind of like somebody who was, they were in a spat with somebody, and then they were just like, you know what, this didn't come out the way I had hoped. I'm just going to walk away from it. No, I can't.
Yeah, somebody who picked a huge fight out of a premise of lies, essentially, and then got caught on that, and then decides they're done. It's a very childish behavior. It's a very, it's a very 7, 8, 9-year-old behavior.
Oh, Kim's grown up now.
Not sure about that. I'm pretty sure my two children under the age of 14 are more mature than she is.
Wow.
Maybe even more developed.
Wow.
Well, come on. She's ridiculous.
Again, I'm not defending her. I'm just pushing your buttons on this. But
she is ridiculous. I'm done with it. She's done. I'm over it. Well, good for you.
So I'm curious to see now that this is out if there's going to be more comments from her on the subject.
I mean, she literally tried to ruin her career.
Right.
Essentially. I mean, she tried to ruin her reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is wild.
So, but, you know, okay. But now she's done with it.
She's done. Yeah, so done. In case you're curious, she's declared that she's moved on and can't understand why Taylor is just holding on to this grudge.
The whole clan had just go away already.
I found a pain point for Tony, apparently.
Well, that's ridiculous.
You're not wrong.
It's
ridiculous. You're certainly not wrong. So Tony, we are in the middle of Get Downtown Week this week.
Yes, it is Get Downtown Week. And if you'd like to get downtown, do you want to do this right now? Should we take a caller?
Sure.
Okay. You'll get a choice between a gift certificate to the Skywalk Level gift shop, $25 a shop there, or a gift card to Zeitgeist. To go, I don't know, have a drink, watch a movie, something over there.
Yeah, something over there.
7402-MIX, 7402-MIX, caller number 8 right now. Let's take caller number 8 and 9.
Sure.
Caller number 8 will get to pick the first gift certificate. Caller 9 will get the other one, all right?
Perfect.
7402-MIX, give us a call and grab some gift certificates for Get Downtown Week. So good luck.
Mix, what are the morning brew? Wednesday morning, currently 31 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix Early Studios. Good morning. So yesterday, kind of we were talking about flying, and I mentioned yesterday how I was shocked. There's one airline, it's a Minnesota-based airline, that doesn't have a mobile app. And I thought that was just bizarre, right?
It is bizarre.
Because in 2024, that seems like kind of an expectation for flying because right. you can get, like, especially if your gate changes or if there's a departure time change, you can get instantly notified, not have to check your email or hope that they text you or, you know, that type of stuff, or check the big screens in right. the airport. But also you can make changes to your flight information. You just got everything in one place without having to log in and refresh your website, which, you know, obviously the first world problems, but
yeah, the app for airlines is very helpful when you travel.
Oh, and super helpful.
And we went through the list yesterday of all the airlines that had it, like Spirit Airlines, JetBlue,
Sun
Delta.
Country is, it's considered a budget airline, similar to Frontier and JetBlue and Spirit, all of which they have Frontier mobile apps.
Frontier has one too.
Yeah.
So, but Sun Country doesn't.
So I looked further into this yesterday because I was thinking about it more and I was like, this is weird. And I want to, let me preface this again by what I said yesterday. And I mentioned this in the story I wrote too. I flew with Sun Country a couple times. The first one was to Mexico because it was a direct flight, decent price.
Right.
And it was a time that made sense. And I was like, okay. And I liked the experience. So I actually booked subsequent flights to other places over the last year and a half using them. But every time I'm like, oh, this is kind of dumb. They don't have an app. So I looked into it and found out they had an app until 2017. Then they got rid of it. So apparently at the time there were people that felt it was kind of clunky and didn't really do a lot. And so they just said, we're going to get rid of it.
2017. So you're right. I mean, that was seven years ago. And yeah, I mean, app functionality has come a long way in 8 years.
Yes.
A long, long way.
So the other part of it is I found in some digging around on like, why don't they have one? This is kind of weird. I couldn't really find an answer to that besides some people that kind of called their previous app clunky. But I found there was a story that the Star Tribune and the Twin Cities did where they talked to somebody from the airline.
Yeah.
Because they're a Twin Cities based airline.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, yeah, we're actually rolling out a new app sometime in. And this interview was in May of 2023. So about a year ago. They said the app will be coming out in late 2023 or early 2024.
All right. Well, we're there.
Timelines have since kind of passed.
Kind of.
But they did in the interview, which is wild to me, they admitted, we realize this is a very important thing for travelers in this modern time.
Yeah.
And again, I want to be clear. I'm not picking on the airline because I've had great experiences with flying with them.
Yeah, but
this is just weird.
Well, but this is a point that they can be picked on, yeah, right?
Like, this is weird.
This is definitely a subject that they're weak on.
Yeah.
And you can definitely call companies out that are weak on stuff like that.
So I don't know. Like, it just kind of, like, the fact that they haven't had one for 7 years, then they said, we'll be putting one out soon. And then that timeline is since passed, kind of. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, it just is very. I mean, you have plenty of templates to work off of at this point.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go look at the other apps. They're all pretty much the same.
Exactly. Now, to be fair, in my previous flight experiences with them, it is pretty slick in the sense that they do have the option to put your e-ticket in your wallet on your phone. So, you know, like, that's a pretty common thing off of their website. Or, of course, you can have their website loaded up and whatever. But, like, the one key thing.
And I think the e-tickets, if I remember right, will update the information.
They might. I guess I didn't check that.
I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, that they actually update, like, gate numbers and stuff like that.
So the good news is the flights that I had with Sun Country, nothing changed. There was no gate or time changes. Everything was, so I didn't have to worry. But I would check, but I'd have to go and refresh the website or check my email. So recently I did a flight, different airline. Actually, it was a different airline that I was anticipating flying back on due to some last second changes. But in that instance, thankfully I had their app, and their app actually sent me notifications saying your time has changed. There's a delay.
Right.
Your gate has changed.
Right.
If, you know, that would have happened when flying with Sun Country, I would have been checking my email. So I don't know.
Yeah. If you're a travel company and you don't have an app in 2024, that's pretty grim.
Well, they admit it's a necessity. So hopefully they are finishing it up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I decided I wanted to update everyone on that because I did a little digging after bringing it up yesterday.
That is. Thanks for updating that. Hey, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So someday.
And you can read more on the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com.
You can. Absolutely, you can. Coming up here in a little while, we're going to get you your first of 10 new codes in the 30 grand in your hand giveaway. Plus, see what's trending at the top this Wednesday morning on Mix 108. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, 34 degrees right now downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. Chilly morning, not going to be super warm today. We'll be warming up to the upper 40s at best. Let's stay sunny though. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 60. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, some rain comes into the picture. Temps in the 50s for Friday and Saturday. Temps in the 40s for Sunday. So not exactly a grill out weekend this weekend.
No.
But unless you have a covered, you know, space to grill or something like
that. I mean, you can grill in the garage or, you know.
Probably, I mean,
grill in the rain.
Hopefully it doesn't get away from you.
That should be a country song.
Grilling in the rain.
Grilling in the rain.
That's a beautiful.
I'm just grilling in the rain, thinking of you.
Might have to put some thought into
grilling
that.
In the rain. That's
beautiful.
That is a country song if I ever heard one.
Wow. Tony, you'll notice I'm not upset today. The Timberwolves managed to win last night.
I know. I was going to text you and be like, you were wrong. Timberwolves actually won.
As I said yesterday, prove me wrong.
They look good.
They did look. So the Wolves are now, they've got two games under the belt. The Bucks, by the way, did not win last night. So that series, they're playing the Pacers split.
So the Timberwolves back in action Friday, is that right?
I believe that's the case.
Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, so it's a late game on Friday. So. It's a 9:30 game on Friday.
And FYI, for those of you that want to watch the Timberwolves in the playoffs, be sure to check the Max app.
Yeah, it was a
good
find.
Because that's where I watched it last night, because TNT streams the games on the Max app, so you can watch.
So if you don't have cable or, you know.
So I don't have cable or the Bally Network or anything like that. So you can watch the playoff games on the Max app. So be sure
to find there.
Check that out if you want to cheer on the Timberwolves. Yeah. You know, they're our basketball team. They're our professional NBA team.
Wow. Really?
Yes. Well, they're kind of forgotten sometimes. So I want to get people on this fan train because this fan train could take off.
Yeah.
I mean, they get through this round of the playoffs. We could be NBA Finals bound, and that's
we've had some dark years. It is very exciting.
That's exciting.
I'm trying to. I can remember. So the last time this happened was the 2004.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time.
20 years.
I gotta be honest. I love watching a good basketball game.
Yeah.
Like a good basketball game is more fun than a good football game sometimes.
It certainly can be. Yeah.
Definitely more fun than a baseball game.
Depends on if you're, even the energy there.
I don't think I've ever watched an exciting baseball game. Well, maybe when I was a kid watching like the World Series.
Yeah.
So that might have been exciting.
A little different. Yeah, so the Bucks have been there before. Recently, whatever. Okay. We clearly both have Minnesota ties in this whole thing. Tony, you're working on a TikTok treasure.
Yeah, we got a TikTok treasure for today. Maybe you've seen this, maybe you haven't, but it's probably the most epic word mispronunciation of 2024 to this point.
So. Amazing. Before we get to that, though, we got another code. The first of the day in our 30 grand in your hand giveaway. We're looking to set you up with some money. Each code worth some money, up to $30,000 the grand prize. The first code for today is 798. Head to the Mix mobile app or mixitaway.com. Enter that code 798. Again, 798. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Winning that money here in Mix 108.
It's time to dig in me chest and check out Tony's TikTok treasures. What will we find in there today?
Well, words are hard for some people.
Everyone has days, though, where it's like,
everybody has days, but, you know, this person is never going to live this mispronunciation down because it is... Uh-oh. One of epic proportions. I don't know the guy's name. I lost it now. But anyways, he does like a daily, like, your news in 60 seconds, right? Like,
okay.
All the news headlines you need to know in 60 seconds.
All news fit to TikTok.
It's a young kid. You know, he's a Gen, what is it, the latest Gen?
Gen Zer.
Yep. Gen Zer. So probably he's never even heard of this. Probably never drank this before. But here you go. Take a listen to this. You'll love it.
So hot that they had to seal it off. Right. Literally don't know how to pronounce this word, but PepsiCo just officially recalled their sugar-free Shuwa Pee-Pees ginger ale for containing full sugar. But the literal reason for this...
One more time.
They recalled their sugar-free Shuwa Pee-Pees ginger ale for containing full sugar. But the literal reason for this recall is because this is a zero-sugar product that has actual full sugar in it. So, good job, Pepsi. Sugar-free Shuwa Pee-Pees ginger ale for... Free Shuwa Pee-Pees Shuwa Pee-Pees ginger ale for containing full sugar.
Shuwa Pee-Pees, of course, it's supposed to be Schweppes,
yeah,
right? Schweppes ginger ale, which of course has sparked many people on TikTok to have some fun with his mispronunciation.
This is a can of Shuwa Pee-Pees ginger ale. You can tell it's a can of Shuwa Pee-Pees ginger ale because of the way that it is. It says Shuwa Pee-Pees and it's ginger ale. It's pretty neat.
Ginger ale. It's my favorite
ale. So there you go. That's today's TikTok treasure with the best mispronunciation of 2024 so far. Shuwa Pee-Pees.
This is a thing, by the way, for radio people. I always, whenever I get like, it's stuff in stories that you're going to read or like ads you're going to record or whatever, where you get this word, you're like,
Well, there's some words I just can't do. And if I get them, I will pass. Like, if I get the word in an ad, I'll just pass it on. I can't even think of them right now. There's a couple words that I literally just cannot pronounce.
What are they, Tony?
I can't think of them right now off the top of my head, but there's a couple of them there.
There's a few, like, in the right combination, there's a few word combinations where it's always hard to be like,
well, yeah, there's that.
Get those out together. But, like, there are certain times I'm spending a bunch of time on Google trying to find pronunciations. Yeah. Like, is there an interview somebody did with this person? Yeah, like, yeah. How do you say this?
It's the worst.
I don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't want to be Shuwa Pee-Pee's guy. And it's
Shuwa Pee-Pee.
Shuwa Pee-Pee's. You don't want to be Shuwa Pee-Pee's guy. Well,
good for him owning it. And
you think it'd be pretty. I mean, if he acknowledges he doesn't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
So why not take the 10 seconds?
No.
15 seconds it would have taken to, you know, confirm how you say Shuwa Pee-Pees.
Because we're talking about it in Duluth, Minnesota today.
Schweppes.
Just owning it. Going to own that mistake. Well, good find there, Tony. Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Okay. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. So, Tony, you're looking to get into the golf game.
Well, possibly, yeah, maybe.
Possibly, he says. Just timing wise, I thought this was kind of funny because the story popped up on a website about asking the question: is it illegal to drive a golf cart if you're under the influence? You know, if you've been having a couple drinks from the the cart person, or you stopped at the clubhouse.
It is,
100%. And like it's a silly question because you're driving a motor vehicle.
Yeah. You could be driving anything with a motor on it.
That's basically the answer.
On your property.
And that's the other part of it, too, is so if you're in a golf course, what if it's a private golf course? You're not on a road. Well, duh. It's basically anywhere, period. You're driving a motor vehicle. You could get in trouble.
Yeah. Once in a while, you hear stories of like, I mean, it's pretty rare, but you'll hear stories of like dudes on riding lawnmowers.
Yes.
Getting a ticket for DUI because they have had too many cocktails on their riding lawnmower.
And what's weird about that whole situation is
own yard.
Right. Like some of those people know enough, or maybe somebody tried to force them out of driving their vehicle, which thank goodness. But then they end up on, like you said, a moped or a golf cart or a lawnmower.
Right.
Oh boy. Come on. So anyway, Tony, I just want to make sure you were aware. So if you had no golfing as you're looking to get into it,
be careful. Make a mental note.
You'll
be careful out there. I walk. I like the exercise.
How many times have you actually golfed, Tony?
Not very many, no.
We're going to have to get you out somewhere
Not very many.
Kenny and...
A few times.
Okay. I know you like we talked about this a couple weeks ago. You expressed interest in wanting to get out.
Well, I'm always interested. I'm always interested in exploring new things.
Anything else you're interested in exploring there, Tony?
Lots of things. Things I can't share on the radio.
Wow.
But yeah, there's lots of things.
Wow. Okay.
I'm infinitely interested in the world that surrounds us, Nick.
Fascinating, Tony.
I'm infinitely interested. So real quick, we should talk about this TikTok thing really quick.
Oh, yeah,
quick, because, you know, it's Tony's TikTok treasure is going to have to be banned here soon, it looks like.
What?
Well, yeah, I know this was like news about a month or two ago.
When
the U.S. House passed the TikTok ban. Well, now the Senate has passed the TikTok ban, and it now goes to the president's desk.
And he's already said.
And he'll sign it, he said. So that essentially gives TikTok's parent company ByteDance 270 days, which is what, 6 months? Is that 6 months?
Yeah.
Probably more than 6 months. Do the math quick. What's 27 divided by 6? Or what is my math there? 27 divided by 30.
9 months.
9 months. Nine months. But anyways, so they'll have nine. That's a long time. 9 months.
What's the ask? Well, there's that. What's the ask on this again? Is that they sell to a different company?
Yeah,
or?
They will have 270 days to sell TikTok to American owned, like an American business group or something like that.
Wow.
It looks like Facebook won.
The whole thing is very interesting.
So I'll be interested to see who buys TikTok. Because there's no doubt if they're forced to sell it, this will probably go to court and a bunch of stuff too.
Right.
But,
obviously, yeah. America is a huge market for TikTok, but they're all over the world.
Apple would be interested in buying a TikTok? I don't think Microsoft would be interested.
I don't know what
Apple.
There was a couple years. This popped up a couple years ago, and there, who was like Oracle or one of those tech companies was kind of the buzz.
Yeah,
was around one of them. So I don't see Apple doing it.
So. There you go. TikTok ban might actually happen.
The clock is kind of starting, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah.
I mean, once the president signs
this bill, the timer will start for 270 days.
Man.
You know?
It's going to be Tony's real treasures or something like that.
We'll have to change it. Yeah. Reels treasures. Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to keep an eye on that one because I know there's a lot of people. I've been seeing, by the way, since this has become a thing, they're running a lot of commercials on TV.
Oh, they're running a ton, yeah.
You know, saying, hey, you know, this is how, you know, people use TikTok and whatever. So, Well, I didn't realize that the Senate passed that. So that's.
Yeah, the Senate passed it like yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
We'll have to see what happens. I they've got a big worldwide.
Yeah, they're not gonna. I mean, they're not gonna go away. Somebody will definitely buy it.
Yeah. So. Well, for sure. Very interesting. Music ahead for you soon.
Disappearing. So.
No, it's certainly not going anywhere. Knox, Billie Eilish, and more all coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning.
Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It is Tony and Nick coming up here. We got another code.
We do.
Just after 9 o'clock, that could put $30,000 in your hand. So stick around and get that code. So Nick, a boy named Cooper.
Oh,
he's 9.
Okay,
British boy. He's just won the European Championship for bird calling with his uncanny impression of a seagull.
Of a what now?
Don't get triggered. I know this is a triggering word for you because I know you're going to die on this mountain that they're called seagulls. His impression of a seagull. Okay?
So you just silence?
What?
They don't exist.
They
do not exist. There's no such thing as a seagull. I'm not saying there's no birds that are. We'll get into that. Okay, let's hear this impression.
Okay. I knew this would trigger him. Always gets him. 100% of the time, every time I mention a seagull. So he originally started doing seagull impersonations after being bitten by one, nipped by one, while he was eating a tuna sandwich.
Okay.
He wanted to become like Spider-Man after he became...
bit by a spider.
Wait, after he got bit by a spider. So he wanted to become... Settle down. It's a boy. Seagull Boy.
Boy has a better ring to it. I'm just saying.
It's a seagull. He wanted to be Seagull Boy.
Mm.
I feel like they are really nice animals, despite being bitten by one, I guess.
Sad.
I like them because of their noise, said Cooper.
Okay.
Sometimes they can be a bit scary, and I'm a little bit wary of eating at the beach, so that's why I eat in a small tent, he says now. But are you ready to hear?
Let's hear this impression.
His championship winning seagull call.
Seagull.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Order. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
It sounds like a
gull.
It sounds like a seagull outside my minivan trying to get that French fry that I like. Are you gonna eat that? And
so two things.
Like, get that French fry. Eat that French fry.
First thing. So I think it was like a sixth grade field trip.
Mm-hmm.
We came to Duluth.
Okay.
And we were having a picnic lunch out at Canal Park, like in front of the Maritime Center and everything else.
Uh-huh.
And one of my friends got pooed on by a gull. Like,
no, no,
squarely on top of his head.
Gross.
Was not wearing a hat, so had to go into the Maritime Center. Was like washing his hair. It was gross.
Oh, the seagull got him, huh?
The gull got him. So secondly, the reason I'm...
Here we go. Brace yourselves, folks. Here we go.
The reason that I stand on this hill the way that I do, Tony. Oh. So first off, when I was a kid, it was a canoe trip with like a mentor figure, family friend that was leading the canoe trip and was explaining especially around here, there's no seagulls because there's no sea. Right?
Okay.
So there's that.
All right.
But secondly,
do we call them a lake gull then?
Well, they're just gulls. And that was because that was the question that somebody on the canoe trip asked. So are they lake gulls? And the answer was no, they're just gulls. And since then, I've just kind of absorbed information over the years that even I pulled up this story, National Geographic even says there's no such thing as a sea gull. There are a variety of different types of gulls. Listen, 100 of them.
We like to call them hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds of them. But there's no such thing as a sea gull.
Listen, we like to call them seagulls, okay?
I know. I really don't care as much as I pretend to.
You do, too. So once again, tell everybody, Nick.
They're just gulls.
Just gulls.
They're just gulls. That's all there is to it. Thank you. Coming up soon, we are going to get you that code that Tony mentioned, 30 grand in your hand giveaway. Plus, we're going to kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial free, fueled by Quick Trip. No more gull talk.
Every time.
You're on Mix 108. Good morning.